If I don't train or I don't do my drawing and my painting, I don't sleep well. It's my soothing therapy, I guess you could say. I can sit up and paint and I can train and then I'll have a good sleep. But it's a good thing for me too with the boys and that when they see my artwork, a different perspective on it. Every painting I do, it's always got to have a story to it. It's always got to have some background. And we always acknowledge like mum's side, dad's side and, yeah, represent our people.
Yeah, I've seen some of your artwork last time and one of the other fellas asking you if you could do some drawings for a book that he's writing and you were pretty pumped about that, eh?
Yeah, so that's the Yuin people. They had a connection with orcas, with the killer whales. So they used to get young blokes when they're going through, before they go through tribal law, one of their first initiations is to be on the beach all night with a walking stick between two fires, like old men, and walk up and down between the two fires, and the orcas see it, and they think, oh, look at this poor old fellow, we better push this whale up onto the beach and feed him, you know? Look at this frail old man. And so they had a connection between the orcas and the blackfellas, because the whales, the bottom jaw and the tongue has got all the protein in it, and that's all an orca eats. They don't eat nothing else, only the bottom jaw and the tongue. So the blackfellas used to cut that away and chuck that back for the orcas and keep the meat, cut the meat up and cure it on the rocks and that in the sun and then, yeah, feed everyone for miles around. My wife, she's Yuin Wadi Wadi, and the gentleman who came, he wrote a book about it, about that exact little story, the connection the Yuin people had with the orcas.